This program brought to you by Guns80.com, America's finest provider of 80% AR-15 rifles. Go to Guns80.com now. That's Guns80.com.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Mega massive news blitz coming up in the next segment. I'm drifting into Marvin the Martian speak. I don't know why. That wasn't actually Marvin the Martian. I was drifting into it. This would be Marvin the Martian.
Oh, dear. It appears those pesky jihadis the globalists turned loose on Syria have now invaded Iraq and are attacking Paris. Oh, no. We'll just have to take everyone's liberties domestically to keep them safe. We never thought that would happen. But how are we going to cover up the Stinger missiles, which the jihadis say they're going to use to shoot down airliners?
Okay, Marvin the Martian is asking some pretty good questions, I think, today. Betsy in Montana, the mountainous region. Go ahead, Betsy. You know Montana's named after Tony Montana. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Well, I am from Lubbock, Texas. And I've been listening to you since 99. I lived in New Jersey, in Connecticut. I was raised Jewish. I've been to Israel. So listening to this conversation, what I called is about the dichotomy. It's divide and conquer between black, white, Jewish,
Earthling and Martian as well.
Right, yeah. I speak French fluently, so a lot of my friends called me, and they said, "This is what you're talking about?" I'm like, "This is exactly what I'm talking about. Je suis Ahmed et nous sommes Charlie Hebdo." Both of those things are, we are human.
Oh, dear.
And we're allowed
That's
to
kind of racist you. Against me.
Yeah. But I've seen suicide bombs in Israel there in Ben Yehuda Square, and I've seen people with the fear of God in their eyes and the triumph of God in their eyes, being from Lubbock, Texas as well.
Well, ma'am, God bless you. Anything else you'd like to add?
Yeah, thanks to you. You know, you've inspired a dangerously antisocial a podcast that I'm doing from up
well,
here.
Well, Alex Jones is a very pesky earth creature.
Yeah, very Anunnaki, I'm sure, but as long as we do come together and notice the dichotomy. Notice
sure. Tell us your podcast, ma'am. Plug it.
Dangerously Antisocial. And it's
That's a great name. I got to jump, sweetheart. Thank you for holding.
Okay, thank
Love
you.
You. Love
God
you. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. God bless you. Because I'm being obnoxious. I got to get to all these calls. I'm going to stop doing Marvin the Martian, even though we're in the third hour. You know I degenerate by then. Matt in New York City. New York City! Get a rope! Sort of a Pace Picante commercial, which is more balkanization. I like New York. Go ahead, sir.
Yes, about the ADL. The ADL has an oath to be a communist Jewish organization. They didn't support like other Jewish people like Michael Savage. They totally ignored and they attack anyone, even ultra-Orthodox. They only support the far left.
I've heard Savage be very critical of communist Jewish organizations. But, I mean, look, the ADL is an organization meant to demonize anybody as a Nazi who criticizes any Democratic Party operation, basically, and because it's effective to call somebody a Nazi. It's just they've done it so much to innocent people. They've lost lawsuits. They've been in court. They've been caught breaking into police departments to get files. The ADL is, in my opinion, a Jewish mafia organization.
Yes, even the regular Jews, they don't like the regulars. Only like the far left, even also Orthodox, they're against that. They only go for the ultra left. Communist,
all the Jews I know are pro-gun, pro-liberty, really smart, cool people, and have done nothing but help me out. So, I mean, you know, I get all this anti-Jew stuff is popular, but it almost becomes like a fetish. The Catholic bashing, the Jew bashing, the white bashing, the black bashing. I'm just into freedom, like the last lady said. And you know, if a Jew like George Soros helps the Nazis, I don't like him because he's a piece of crap, not because he's Jewish. I just think about George Soros and I want to vomit. Excuse me. I'm so sick of that piece of crap. We're going to be right back. Stay with us. I'm Alex Jones.
Usually, the older one gets, the less you are able to absorb amino acids and the less you are able to repair the 100 trillion cells of your body. As a result, you'll have less energy, your tissues will shrink, and you'll become wrinkled. An older person will typically injure more easily and heal more slowly. Not fun. However, if you can consume a protein powder that is easier to absorb, then you may be able to gain back some strength, muscle, and speed of recovery. One World Whey is a highly digestible whey protein powder that may be the perfect answer for you.
My name is Errol. I'm 74 years old. You know, the taste of One World Whey is amazing. I play pickleball, and since taking One World Whey and your trace mineral supplement, I have more energy and recover faster from my working out. I used to take another grass-fed whey protein powder, but now I'm getting much better results using One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com.
The experts are clear. Sunlight, purified water, healthy non-GMO food, and having a good attitude is essential to a healthy immune system. But I go further with Super Nascent Iodine X2 from InfoWarsLife.com. 50% stronger than our original and revolutionary Nascent Iodine formula, coming from a deep earth crystal source that no other supplier has. Most other forms of iodine come from seaweed in areas plagued by Fukushima and other contaminants. Not our iodine. It comes from over 200 million year old crystal salt deposits and is tested and proven to be completely pure. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today. See the informational videos. Read the information there compiled. And for a limited time, when you use promo code NOW at checkout, you get an additional 5% off the entire family of InfoWarsLife.com products. Secure your Survival Shield X2 today at InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
A frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We are back live, transmitting worldwide on over 180 AM and FM affiliates, Global Shortwave, and the Internet at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. All of you out there are vital components in the battle for human liberty, the battle for freedom, the battle for transparency, the battle for family rights and values, the battle for the right to self-defense. All of those basic attacks are directed by the globalists to shut down human individual freedom. It's all about collective, forcing you into some gang or group that they can control. Well, there are more of us that are nonconformists and basic classical humans that want to be free and want to associate in free society with other individuals, but that don't want to be bullied by political correctness into their centralized systems. And this broadcast is a declaration of information warfare. The warheads we fire are truth. Our bias is telling the truth and standing for justice and not being cowards and telling totalitarians masquerading as the left that they can go straight to Hades. that the real enlightenment, the real renaissance, isn't about the left-hand path or the right-hand path. Left and right is very occultic, ladies and gentlemen, for those that don't know. Those terms have only been in use concerning masonry until about the last 150 years. The left-hand path, the right-hand path, would masonry fall to Satanism, and the left-hand path, or following God? And that's a gestalt, it's oversimplified, but this is about the left hand rising above. And for the left hand to rise above, it has to overthrow the existing order. Well, let me explain something. I don't like kings and queens, and the Illuminati sold itself on claiming they would overthrow that and got good people to join them. But not to make you kings, not to create something new and even worse. No, no, no. Anarchy is the road I'm on. You can come along. Just be sure that it's what you want, and your will is strong. Yes, the left-hand path is very sexy, alluring, quicker, faster, but not as fulfilling or powerful long-term. And it doesn't regenerate itself. It doesn't live. It doesn't empower masses. It only empowers the very few to dominate in a kingdom of darkness. If the brightest star we see is supposedly evil, why does it produce such hell on earth? The brightest star you see must always be thee. Again, I'm using a little Danzig poetry and an ode to the devil to illustrate that the devil is a control freak. The devil claims he's there to empower, there to free, there to make you strong. But in the scales, I find the devil lacking. And I know the devil. We're going to get into the news right now, ladies and gentlemen. Let's cover it. Let's just start here. Report: drug cartel places $45 million bounty on Rick Perry's head. Cartels previously set bounties on Sheriff Arpaio and Border Patrol agents. Really goes to, I mean, of course they got one on Rick Perry, because he's the only governor that's actually tried to shut down a border. And believe me, folks, Perry's called me a big fat hog in public. Yes, I was a big fat hog, and done a lot of other stuff I'm not going to get into. But I mean, when he's right, he's right. So I just go with the facts. So they really don't like him. I was told something about this by a state senator 2 years ago, but then through some sources, we then made some calls, and this is indeed going on. A Mexican drug cartel reportedly placed a $45 million bounty on former Texas Governor Rick Perry, but when he was governor, prompting heavy security around the governor, a political insider said. The insider, who is deep within Republican politics, said an unusual number of black-clad, heavily armed state troopers are escorting Perry to speeches and other public events, such as the recent dinner in South Carolina. What's he going to do when that security's off of him? He's not governor anymore. My state representative, we just got this info on Monday, we've been working on it since then, was just at dinner with Rick Perry and observed an unusual amount of security, so he asked around and found out that Perry has a $45 million bounty on his head from a Mexican cartel. Yeah, they were told that by the state police, he said. They had been trying to keep it quiet for obvious reasons, but the security is humongous. When reached for comment, Perry's press secretary, Lucy Nashid, confirmed the dinner, but referred security questions to the Texas Department of Public Safety, which then conducted contact and refused to give specifics. See, they should have just denied it. It's true, folks, because we made some other calls. I made some little ring-a-dingies. Cartels placed several multi-million dollar bounties on Sheriff Arpaio's head over the past several years. And then the Democrats criticized that he had two bodyguards. He ought to have like 15. And they also routinely set bounties on Border Patrol agents, ranging from $250,000 to $2 million, and some of them have been killed. Perry previously called the cartels drug gangs, narco-terrorists. What we're seeing on our border is nothing short of a war being waged by these narco-terrorists, Perry told the audience. They represent a clear and present danger. In response, he spearheaded a rapid deployment of state law enforcement. See, that's Obama pulled them off, so Perry at least has them run through databases and then has to release them if they're not criminals. The problem is the feds then just release them. But for that, they want him dead. Man, the federal government is just sick. I mean, not the actual Border Patrol agents. They're as horrified as we are. They say, quote, we're completing the smuggling process. In response, he spearheaded a rapid deployment of state law enforcement agencies across the border, which filled the gaps left by Border Patrol after the White House ordered the agency to stand down from enforcing immigration and trafficking laws. And then it goes into how they're heavily outnumbered and they're getting shot and everything. So there you go. That's the country we live in, ladies and gentlemen. Breaking at Infowars.com. Let's just go through this stack right now. 21 pages of Obamacare tax instructions. IRS demands shared responsibility for payment and says it's in their prerogative, of course, whether they're going to start garnishing wages, grabbing bank accounts, or holding back tax returns. Because they promised you that wouldn't happen. This is the government under Obama that ships guns to the Mexican drug cartels. You think they're going to gang rape you? Oh, yeah. Is Treasure Island about pirates? Momentum builds in Congress for raising the federal gas tax to the Hill. Oh, since the prices are down, how about a federal gas tax increase? And how about new carbon taxes? That's being pushed everywhere. Told you that was coming. Because you get raped, because you like to lay down. Yeah, yeah, yeah. A nation of sheep will be ruled by what? Wolves. Oh, woofies. I thought groveling got me ahead in life. No, there's a reason lions eat gazelles and tigers eat little deer, because they don't have big teeth and fight back. And if humans ever started rolling over and showing their bellies or running from lions or tigers, they'd start eating us. What do you think a lion does in Africa when even two or three humans walk over a hill? It hauls butt. And it did that before there were even guns on the continent recorded 500 years ago. Because humans, when motivated, are more deadly than a lion or a tiger. But nowadays, lions and tigers do eat people because Africans have been domesticated just like we have here in America. Wolves now come up and grab people off their front porches because we are now prey animals, trained by the upper class to be their food. Well, I'm not your food, and I still got my guns, and I know who the enemy is, scum. You haven't chopped my huevos off yet. It's kind of poignant. I said that, and they got a hell of a paper cut. Bad omen. Experts warn of governments to plan for climate change of migrants. We have to open the borders up. The third world's collapsing because of climate change, Reuters reports, not because the IMF and World Bank, arms of the Federal Reserve, are raping them, signing them onto debts that aren't theirs. See how we decipher the news? Hillary furious over Bill's part in latest sex scandal. Oh, with the pedophile? Sure, Gloria Steinem will probably come out and defend that when she defended him with all the rape allegations that he settled. And I don't mean some chick's drunk and claims she got raped. I mean, I'm talking brutalizing women. That's what's liberal, though. It makes it okay if you're liberal. They're now hyping a new cyber Pearl Harbor, you know, be launched for the globalists, so they'll open the door to outside attacks, burn a few patsies. Obama proposed 2 free years of community college for students, but they got to sign on and agree to more, which just means the debt. So now they got to use money to induce people to go get degrees that'll be worth less than toilet paper. Because at least you can wipe your hiney with toilet paper. You can line a birdcage, you know, with newspapers. They've got some use. If you got a cockatoo or African gray or maybe a macaw or something, I don't know. Tweety birds, I don't know. Canaries, I don't know. Obama doesn't have any canaries. He just has hordes of flies always landing on him. Continuing, Obama's free community college plan could cost $34 billion a year. Yeah, well, you got to schmuck in all the kids. Senator Barbara Boxer is retiring, and the really horrible news, Feinstein flattered that Michelle Obama might be considering a run for her Senate seat. Yeah, it doesn't matter that Michelle's never lived in California. None of that matters. The Californians will vote for her in a minute. They love being told what to do. It makes them feel good. They got a fetish to be slaves, a fetish to be run over. They want to wear chains around their neck.
The CDC just announced flu vaccines may have the wrong strain of flu virus. You may not be protected. Whatever your lifestyle, your immune system is critical, and Immudyne provides your immune support. Doctor recommended, stimulant-free and not found in pharmacies. Go to Immudyne.com to find out more or to place an order, or call 866-257-8668. That's Immudyne.com or 866-257-8668. Remember, Immudyne is key support for your immune system.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big-name companies, has a weakness: the phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. SimpliSafe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, SimpliSafe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it, and that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. SimpliSafe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. SimpliSafe. Go to SimpliSafeDefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's SimpliSafeDefense.com.
Hey, Boomer! I learned in school today that 60% of our bodies are made of water. Good thing we have the Berkey system. It's the cleanest, best water ever. Mom says it's because the Berkey filtration system cleans out the bad stuff and leaves only pure, delicious water. I know, right? You love it, too! Yeah, I'm thirsty, too. Let's go get some. Get Berkey clean water by calling 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653. Or visit GoBerkey.com.
I love a dark house. Inside is all the stuff you work so hard for. And I'm gonna rob you blind.
Don't be the next victim of a break-in. Go to FakeTV.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone is inside watching TV and makes your home unappealing to would-be thieves.
Don't these people ever leave?
Starting at $24.95 and there's free shipping. Go to FakeTV.com or ask for it at your local hardware store. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Millions of people are going to get sick this winter from colds, flus, and other illnesses. Make sure you're not one of them. Protect yourself with Supernatural Silver, a revolutionary new product. Recent advances in silver technology have resulted in a silver solution that can be used daily to help prevent bacteria, viruses, and fungus. Supernatural Silver is safe enough to use daily, while powerful enough to help your own immune system destroy the causes of many serious diseases. Supernatural Silver has the ability to terminate entire colonies of harmful bacteria at several hundred times the effectiveness of colloidal or ionic silver. The Science Digest Journal says, silver is our mightiest germ fighter. It is virtually non-toxic and is emerging as a wonder of modern medicine. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com today and use the promo code SILVER2015 for 30% off. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
There's a man going around taking names, and he decides who to free and who to blame. Everybody won't be treated all the same.
There'll be a golden ladder.
There'll be a golden ladder reaching down.
When the man comes around.
When the man comes around. on your arm will stand up at the terror in each sip and in each sup. Will you partake of that last offered cup or disappear into the potter's ground
when the man comes around?
When the man comes around.
All right, let's get back into the news here ahead of Kevin Booth, the maker of American Drug War 1 and 2 that have aired on Showtime, HBO, you name it. Good friend of mine going back many years. Before we go any further, let's get into the news. Did we break a record? Temps in Baton Rouge, New Orleans, Lafayette plunged to historic lows. There's been snow the last 3 weeks in Hawaii. They hadn't reported that in over 200 years. That's just some of the news on that front. Record-breaking cold, so bad even penguins have been forced inside. Cold worldwide, record-breaking weather. Mobile hit 17 degrees, beating 1886 temperature of 18 degrees. Thursday's flurries set Florida record. Ocean effect snow creates buzz from Jacksonville through coastal Georgia. Jingle bells in Florida. Kevin's over here laughing at this stuff. The answer, Kevin, is pay Al Gore money. He said that the Arctic would be completely gone by 2013. No one calls him on it. He owns a company that California now at the pump. I want to ask you about this. You pay money to Al Gore. That fat bastard's making billions. And I mean, we're going to go to you in a minute. You're not allowed to comment on Al Gore, your Lord and Savior. We're just going to hold that for a minute. So there you go. Time to move to Mars, the Daily Mail reports. Temperatures on the red planet were warmer on Thursday than 14 states from Washington to Maine. And, of course, when I had Lord Rothschild's son on a few years ago, I said, why are the ice caps getting bigger on Mars? Because there was some cooling then in the solar system. And he said, because it's closer to the sun than the Earth. And I said, no, it's not. It's Mercury, Venus, Earth, Mars. He said, no, it's not. It's Mercury. We played it last week. We re-aired it. It's Mercury, Venus, Mars, Earth. And he just said, it is, and laughed, because he knows full well that's not true. But the fun is lying to everyone, saying raising the debt limit doesn't raise the debt limit. Or you can keep your doctor under Obamacare. Or there are no death panels, even though there are, in the bill. It's all part of pimping everyone. Government creates ISIS, turns them loose. Now they're murdering people in Paris, getting training. And their answer is, give us more power. And I'm the conspiracy theorist. 2 + 2 = 5. Let's continue here. New York City. Health officials warn of increase in Bronx cases of severe, potentially deadly forms of pneumonia. They're calling it, well, killer. That's what it is. Legionnaires' disease. New York Times, of course, isn't too worried about that. Harsh respiratory virus slamming Colorado. Kids are on respirators by the hundreds across the United States, but there's no concern about that. We've got to run around like chickens with our heads cut off saying, take the flu vaccine. Oh, they said again this year, oh, sorry, we didn't guess the right mutation. It's worthless. But still, I had somebody at the gym yesterday go, man, there's a lot of flu going around. You better take the flu shot, knowing who I was. And I didn't even get off the elliptical to argue with the jackass that walked over to me. I just said, yes. And I thought, man, 3 flu shots, major studies, doubles your chances of Alzheimer's. That person looks like they're about 50. They'll be on a walker in a few years and then dead by 60, which is just about retirement time. That's the actuary plan. I was like, okay, let's go ahead and die. Fine. You're powerful. Go kill yourself. It's fine. You're powerful. I mean, I just come to the realization, you want to die? You want to be a schmuck? You want to be a moron? You want to be a sucker? You want to be an idiot? Good! Kill yourselves! Just get out of my way! Don't sit there and tell me to take your flu shot, scumbag! All right. We're going to stop right there. I'm going to reset for just a minute. And I'm going to give you this headline right here. Bow Wow smart collar for dogs beams video to owner's phones. That's out of UPI. And another article here, it's on InfoWars.com. A wireless thing that hooks to your iPhone or Droid, so you can surveil your baby with a camera or microphone or digital readout of its history, its temperature. But the problem is, it's a digital system that's microwaving, and that's up on InfoWars.com. It's all part of the smart grid, totally jacked into the NSA that we told you about 18 years ago. It's now mainstream news, so I'll apologize for being right about that as well. And they've now admitted that the CIA went after Gary Webb, like I told you, and so we're going to apologize for being right.
The Empire's
we'll be
on
back
the run.
With Kevin Booth.
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Have you ever noticed how many sick and miserable people there are? I'm serious. I'm talking about people of all ages who have conditions and diseases which affect their quality of life. Most of them seem to have one thing in common, polypharmacy. That is, dependence on multiple prescription drugs with side effects that actually make them sicker and sicker, not healthy. The good news is that people are waking up to the fact that if you supply your body with all of the nutrients it requires, you will feel better, be healthier, and have a better life. It's important to know that Beyond Tangy Tangerine is the most amazing, great-tasting, comprehensive nutritional supplement. Besides supplying all the vitamins our bodies need, it also supplies the necessary minerals that are required for the vitamins to kick in. Look, folks, I'm hooked on it, and I think if you try it, you'll become hooked. This stuff really works. That's why I'm urging you to make it part of your daily health regimen. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com to secure your canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine today. Sign up for auto ship and save on shipping costs. That's Beyond Tangy Tangerine at InfoWarsTeam.com.
When I first got online and I seen the price of the X2 and the DNA Force, I was a little hesitant, but I pulled the trigger on it. It has changed my life. I've been taking it for about 24 days now, pounding the weight, staying in shape.
InfoWarsLife.com. You've heard the callers of the show.
Several months back, I started taking your Nathan Iodine and your Super Meal. Prior to this, I was barely walking. Now I'm able to function as a human again.
Whether it's Survival Shield, Nathan Iodine, or DNA Force, Super Male Vitality, Super Female Vitality, Lung Cleanse, Fluoride Shield, Oxy Powder. I believe that all of these products will blow you away like they've done the thousands of other customers that have visited InfoWarsLife.com.
That's true. Just amazing what it's able to do to actually detox the body. It's great stuff.
If I'm going to promote something, it's got to be something I personally use and that I believe in. Check out InfoWarsLife.com today and the entire line of groundbreaking, cutting-edge, hardcore products.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I'll show you politics in America. Here it is, right here.
I think the puppet on the right shares my beliefs. I think the puppet on the left is more to my liking. Hey, wait a minute. There's one guy holding up both puppets. Shut up.
Go back to bed, America. Your government is in control.
Defending the Republic from enemies foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
You know, I really shouldn't joke around about Bill Hicks because I've talked to some of his family before, and they are mightily offended by people saying that I am Bill Hicks. A, our politics differed a lot, though he didn't trust the government. And he died, I guess, back in 93 or 94. I forget, Kevin, you can give us the details. But because you live in or lived in Austin, Texas, and I knew you from TV production stuff, and we did some work together. You've worked with hundreds of people, including HBO, Showtime, Tommy Chong. Maybe Tommy Chong is actually Bill Hicks. You've worked some with some of Russell Crowe's people, I guess. Russell Crowe must be Bill Hicks. I know he's thinking about making a Bill Hicks movie. This is where it really gets crazy. But now Texas Monthly's investigating. They have national news stories. Is Alex Jones Bill Hicks? As a joke, making fun of me, like I'm now getting conspiracy theories back on me. I never did conspiracy theories like that.
Yeah.
Well, Bill Hicks, you know, didn't like Waco being burned down, and Alex didn't either, so he must be Bill Hicks. Well, most Americans didn't like Waco. Kevin, let's just come clean. I am actually a cross-species clone between, well, John Wayne and Elvis.
That's right.
They're on to something, but I have lived before, but I was John Wayne and Elvis. Not, doesn't matter that both men died after I was born. I'm actually John. Well, you don't have to be dead to make a clone, I guess.
Well, maybe we're all being treated for schizophrenia right now by the government.
All right, I'm going to give you the floor before I run over you. Kevin, you're actually here to talk about a secret project you're working on.
I'm talking about a condominium for penguins.
Oh, yeah, that story. Seriously, the penguins are seeking shelter in the Antarctic because it's so freaking warm.
Well, that's why they got to get all those carbon taxes.
You know, that will fix. Well, California started it. They're starting it this week. You're going to have an added tax that literally goes to it's called Gore and Blood. Not blood and gore. It's a carbon company. That's one of the companies. They're going to pay money. Just here's money to Al Gore and a British company. That'll save the earth, right, Kevin?
Well, as long as they build condos for. What about the pelicans? Little pelicans.
Fly pelican.
Oh, pelican go.
Seriously, how do you like that?
Well, I guess I should be happy because the price of gas is so great. But
well, that's why they're doing it now. They're sneaking it all in when it's low.
Exactly. Just in time for me to buy a Prius.
How are you going to like it then when they jack up prices later?
Then I'm going to get my battery car that runs on coal. I'm just going to fill the battery.
That actually uses more carbon than the other one. I know the old people have electric cars. They look down on you. And then the regular car that gets good gas mileage is better than their car.
Yeah. That's true.
I think Volts look great, but I'm tired of like yuppies looking down at me that I have a truck when their Volt uses more carbon than I do.
Well, and it only goes 30 miles before it runs on gas anyway.
They're good-looking cars. I would buy a Volt if it had a V10 under the hood.
Teslas are cool.
Just as a you-know-what to Al Gore, a middle finger, I'm thinking about getting a Hellcat. 707 horsepower.
How about a nice Hummer or a tank?
I already got a big, I already drive a Ford Raptor.
I saw it out there. Is that you?
Yeah, I love it.
Nice.
I had it. Now everybody's got them, and I don't care. Because I'm not like, oh, everybody has it. I don't care. But I got it like 3.5 years ago. Nobody had them.
Did you get rid of the Dodge?
Yes.
You got rid of the Dodge?
Well, I had it like 7 years. It was a great car, but I sped too much in it. The car went 200.
I miss Alex here. I haven't been to Austin. This is my first time to be in Austin in years. This is nice being back here.
Out at your dad's old ranch?
Yeah, I'm back at the old ranch in Fredericksburg.
Where Bill Hicks had so many good times?
Yeah. We used to trip all the time and had all our experiences back during the day.
No, it really is insulting to Bill Hicks for people to try to steal his identity and project it onto me.
It's strange. You know, my brother was schizophrenic. He was 9 years older, and he had a thing where he would project people's personalities on other people. In fact, he thought he was this other guy for many, many years. And so after Bill passed away, and people used to say, Alex looks just like Bill, I would think, I don't think Alex looks anything like Bill. And I think it was just talk from that started some guy. I got a guy on my Facebook page claiming he's the one that started the conspiracy, and then we joked about it a few times and took off from there.
Well, I mean, he was from Texas, and he could look like a second cousin.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just crazy. I've had people 3 or 4 times come to me, like in restaurants, the street, go, Bill, Bill. And I don't respond. They go, oh, I was just checking. Like, I'm going to turn around when they say Bill.
Well, I mean, I get crazy people on the internet making these videos, but when Texas Monthly then puts it out there, and they actually choose the craziest of all the videos to promote. And if you go, I don't know if you've looked at some of the other videos that those people made, but they can also speak to dead babies, and they have a lot of other magical power. Have you seen that?
I don't have time.
Yeah. I did a little research on the people that made the video. So
let's not show too much of it, folks. It's just ridiculous because they're so nuts. They'll claim copyright on videos claiming I'm Bill Hicks. I'm not even allowed to defend myself. Seriously, though, I am the son of John Wayne.
Yeah.
That'd be cool.
Yeah.
No, my dad's
Texan.
Cool.
You're all into the whole Texas thing, right?
Yeah, not from Ohio like John Wayne, but.
You fought for the Texas Republic, right?
I did have ancestors. Enough about me. Actually, I am Davy Crockett reincarnated. Yes. Now we're the New York Times probably run with that. I'm joking. This is satire, folks.
Am I Tony Montana?
How many times have we watched Scarface? I mean, you and I probably watched it 5 times together.
Yeah.
And how many times have you watched it?
500. No, when I was editing American Drug War, I just had it on a loop. That's great.
That was a very successful documentary you made. It's aired all over the place.
Yeah, it's did pretty well. It's still clocking numbers out there somehow.
It airs all over the world.
Yeah, did pretty good. And I think it's launched a lot of, I've seen in a lot of other documentaries. I used to get offended when people steal your ideas, but I think just like music or anything else, when you see other documentaries coming out and they're using the same exact ideas and everything like that.
I consulted on it and then I got too busy to come out to L.A. to finish it with you. I'm really bummed that I didn't come finish the film with you, just like Russo wanted me in his Freedom to Fascism, and I was just too busy.
Yeah.
I should have done that.
Oh, well.
That's why I'm here today to be in your film.
That's right.
Secret film.
Yeah, we're working on a new top secret film. It has to do with how the history of the world has been molded by rigged elections and staged elections. But this time, we're actually going to be going over to the former Soviet Union and spending some time over in Bulgaria and some other places over there where we have a new headquarters and some inside ways to get some footage and interviews and stuff that I never would have been able to get before. We got kind of a new stronghold over there and a whole situation where we've got security detail and the whole bit. It's going to be pretty cool.
It sounds like you were doing Vice type stuff 10 years before they existed.
Yeah.
Going into dangerous third world countries, going into Skid Row, going into talking to the drug dealers. And so I guess you're going back to your roots. This is pretty exciting. Investigating dictatorships is not a very safe thing, though.
I know. But
I'm glad we're sending you to the front. I'll stay here. In the rear with the gear.
I went to Juarez for like 4 hours. Got in and got out real fast.
No, but you went in actually to the drug areas and stuff. You've done a bunch of that.
Yeah, no, it's gonna be serious. I mean, this story's been told before, obviously, by you several times, but hopefully, what's gonna be different this time is that we're gonna be able to go into, like I said, former Soviet Union and tell it from that perspective. So it's gonna be an American perspective told from a Russian story. And it's gonna be.
But none of that matters. The drug war doesn't matter. What oligarchs are doing don't matter. It's just you are actually Jim Morrison. I'm going to start that here today. That you staged your death at 28 in Paris, or was it 27? And you are Jim Morrison. Jim, how did you come out with those first few albums? You're just a genius. I've always been such a fan of you since I was a little kid listening to your music.
We were just looking to open the doors of perception.
Now, did you get that from Huxley, Mr. Morrison? That's a Huxley statement, yeah.
That one, Doors of Perception.
I know Jim Morrison talked about the Doors of Perception.
Yeah. You know, my brother actually got hit over the head with a Coke bottle at a Doors concert. So I was actually in Los Angeles during that whole...
You knocked your brother over the head? Jim Morrison's brother?
I got another funny story from that day. I actually, when I was a little kid, I rode my bike to where the Manson Ranch was, out on the side of L.A.
When that was going on?
Yeah, when that was going on, actually. Some crazy, you know, it's kind of like a...
Maybe you're the son of Charlie Manson.
That could be. From who was the guy from the Beach Boys? Trey and I, we had an idea for a restaurant in Hollywood. We want to call it the Last Supper, where we have all the whole menu is all the famous Last Suppers from everybody. We want to have like the Sharon Tate meal and
Sharon Tate was so gorgeous, man.
Yeah,
what a crime to gut her.
Yeah, we just went to that property the other day and they changed the address. They bulldozed down the house and they changed the address by one number.
See, I'm really against war because it chews up women.
Yeah.
You go back to chivalry. You just leave the women alone. Take care of them. Hey, seriously. Again, my old buddy, Kevin Booth, I've known you since 1994 or so when I was first getting around Access 95.
Yeah.
Bill had just died. I had just staged my death.
Yeah, at the time, Bill was here in Austin working on several projects. We were actually working on a project that was called the Virtual Tonight Show for Australian TV, where we were going to do the thing about Branch Davidia. And
he was being offered national TV shows. He'd done one in England, all this stuff, but he'd rather stage the death and become Alex Jones.
Well, we had a thing where we were doing a gag where you remember the cows that were around the Branch Davidian compound?
Yes.
We were going to do a gag where Bill was going to be one of the cows that was out there by Branch Davidia, and he was like using that to get close to the compound. But during that whole time coming and going, you were just starting on Public Access TV, and you were this young guy that sat in front of the star map. And yeah, I couldn't really tell what you were rambling about, but it was kind of magnetic. And actually, Bill wrote a script about, it was called Public Access, where there was a main character kind of loosely based on you, named Arturo, that he was going to play. So he actually wrote a script. The main character.
There's the proof how I did it, how I became Alex Jones.
Yeah.
Well, you know, separately, I got to know and become good friends with Mike Judge. And I'd heard this from people that knew him, Rick Linkletter and stuff, because he produced the first Beavis and Buttheads and some of the King of the Hills out of the studios of Rick Linkletter, Detour Films. It wasn't a Detour Films production. He just did it there. And I've been told by Linkletter and Tommy Pallotta that, oh, yeah, some of that was based on Access. Well, then I get to know him good. But I've known him a few years. And he goes, oh, by the way, when I was interviewing him. So it's something, he goes, by the way, you're partially based on Hank Hill and Gribble. And we'd always sat around Joe. He said, no, I've got a tape around here that's got your show with two guests saying, you know, the three Dales.
You know, right. Well, you know, it's funny about that. I'm actually working with Johnny Hardwick right now.
Oh, really? Awesome.
Yeah. He's a character. He's a classic. Yeah. We're doing a, that's another thing. That's a comedic show, a unscripted.
By the way, if a new listener tuned in, that sounds like crazy boasting. Can you guys play the Mike Judge intro for the show here in a minute? Cue that up and just play it whenever you're ready. Let Hank Hill introduce the show.
Right.
The reason I'm talking about this is it shows the power of individuals. I was on Access TV a few years, had no idea that all these Hollywood people were already writing scripts, doing movies, coming up with TV shows, and I was influencing it. Now the influence, we've confirmed, Captain America, you name it, from this show, Winter Soldier, so many other movies, it's incredible. Video games, this show is having such a huge effect. It's not a testament to Alex Jones. I think it's to the guests and just the open debate here, Kevin.
Yeah, no, and it's your hard work. I mean, that's why when people hit on you and I always get in situations, especially, you know, in the marijuana field where I get around people all the time that are going, oh, when you're with Alex, you got to tell him he needs to do this and he needs to stop doing that and he needs to stop doing that. And the one thing I always say about you when I'm sticking up for you, and I have to stick up for you a lot.
Out in L.A., I bet.
Out in L.A., I'm constantly defending you, is that I say, well, first of all, if you don't like Alex, change the channel, right? It's called Freedom of Speech. Check it out. Everybody believed in it, or I thought you did too. And Alex is just being himself. And, you know, maybe you just can't handle the fact that he got there with hard work. And, I mean, Alex is a hard-working guy. You are a hard-working guy. A lot harder working than me.
No, Kevin. Well, you're a lot more talented at filmmaking. But enough about me. I'm boring. Enough about Bill Hicks. Like, I know, because at first I said, hey, let's talk about some of the Bill Hicks stuff. You've got some of the documents and clips. And I said, no, Kevin, let's just get into what you're doing. But I know it's top secret. Talk about Sacred Cow Productions. Talk about what it's like out there working in that industry now. Because we heard the mayor announce that Hollywood's collapsing right now. Are you seeing that?
Not from my point of view. I mean, I'm having a...
Because you're what's collapsing Hollywood, the new blood. Even though you've been doing this 30 years, you're the new blood out there.
I hope so.
Leaner, meaner.
Yeah, I hope so. I mean, hopefully it's a new age coming out there. You know, we're also working on another documentary that's going to be more of a fun thing about, you know, another pot doc. I can't get away from the marijuana thing. But I had another story I was going to tell you about. I'm friends with a guy that bought a prison outside of Denver. You ever heard of this guy?
Maybe.
This guy actually bought an entire prison, and he's going to turn it into a marijuana grow operation. And that's pretty amazing. And
talk about returning the favor.
Yeah. No. And Colorado's fighting against it. I don't know if you've heard now about the lawsuit that the Oklahoma is launching on Colorado because of everybody bringing pot over the border, and that's like their new proof that marijuana is bad. And
well, obviously it can be used to excess, but they didn't control alcohol outlawing it. It made it more plentiful and corrupted the police. You got to decriminalize.
Well, what's crazy though is that right now there's over 130 publicly traded marijuana companies, and it's funny because you're seeing this new form of corruption coming into the marijuana industry, using the marijuana industry to do kind of these Wall Street type trading deals. It's a whole new level of scam taking.
Yeah, there's a lot of pump and dumps.
All these penny stocks. I'm actually in conversation with Jordan Belfort too.
You know, we talked to Jordan. He's a listener.
Yeah.
Did he tell you that? I didn't know you talked to him.
No.
Well, he said he'd come on months ago and never did.
But you know who?
That's the Wolf of Wall Street.
You know who he's in prison with, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, with Tommy Chong.
Yeah.
So he was actually there when I interviewed Tommy in prison, so that's pretty
interesting. Well, will you please get him on the show?
Okay. All right.
Oh, it's so good to see you, Kevin.
Good to see you.
How was your lovely wife, Trey?
She's awesome. She's in the other room watching. She says hi. She misses you.
Say hi to her. I'm going to go see her in a minute.
Hey, Trey.
Man, I tell you, Kevin, it's good to see you. We ought to try to get dinner or something tonight. The ranch is still out there? Your sister?
Yeah, still there. My sister's there. She's part of a new thing called the Mom Center. It's they're starting a new nonprofit for young girls who are pregnant, who don't have anywhere to go. a place that women could go. My sister is one of the co-founders and business administrator.
Tell us about that website. Tell us about your website.
Momcenter.org. And that's my sister's new thing out there in Fredericksburg. Check that out. And please donate. Please support that. Maybe you can help support that, Alex. It's up your alley.
Such a horrible family, always helping people. Your sister's always helping people.
Yeah. She's a major caretaker.
I mean, to an extreme level. I mean, she really is really doing it.
Yeah.
Whether it's rescued animals or people, every time I'm out at the ranch, it's like a...
The caretaker, absolutely. Absolutely. And, yeah, no, the ranch is still there. It's amazing. I haven't been there.
That's one reason you moved out to L.A., because I guess it kind of turned into a refugee center out there. No, the point is that she really is nice.
Yeah, no, the ranch is awesome. You don't realize how awesome Texas is till you're gone for a while. I needed a break, maybe, you know. You know how long I lived in Austin? I lived in Austin for 25 years.
I know.
Long time to live in one.
You grew up in O.J. Simpson's neighborhood. Right, over by it, and then out in L.A., then you
move right,
here.
Northridge, yeah. A little more not so nice as O.J. Simpson's neighborhood, but yeah, I was a little kid in Northridge.
Remember you said it was close to there.
Yeah, and Manson, right between Manson and O.J.
All right, Kevin Bush, our guest. Tell your children not to walk my way. We'll be back straight ahead, just having some fun here and talking about some of the interesting things going on in the world. It's a pretty heavy show today, so it's nice to end on a lighter note. By the way, we got a final segment coming up, and I'll be back live in studio this Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Central. Stay with us.
This hour brought to you by InfidelBodyArmor.com. When it hits the fan, don't be left without the body armor that will save your life. With prices starting at just $374.99 and ships free. Get yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
Hi, Ted Anderson with Midas Resources. Is it time to convert paper 401ks and IRAs to solid gold and silver yet? Get our 10 Reasons book free. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Before using Heart and Body Extract, my energy level was very, very low. I could only walk a few feet and then would have to sit down. I was tired and lethargic. But after taking Heart and Body Extract, my energy level has improved greatly, and I can now walk longer distances without getting tired so fast. Thank you, Heart and Body Extract.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at hbextract.com.
Did you know by age 50, half of all men have an enlarged prostate? This means more urges to urinate, longer bathroom trips, waking at night to urinate, or issues with sex. If this sounds familiar, call us now, because we're shipping free bottles of Super Beta Prostate to listeners of this station. Super Beta Prostate is a non-prescription formula guaranteed to reduce the symptoms of your enlarged prostate. It's yours free. Pay only shipping and handling. Just call 1-800-852-1820. In clinical trials, the ingredient in Super Beta Prostate was shown to reduce urges to urinate, improve bladder emptying, reduce waking at night to urinate, and improve quality of life. This Super Beta Prostate free offer is for listeners of this station, but it won't last. Don't wait. Just call 1-800-852-1820. That's 1-800-852-1820. Call 1-800-852-1820.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hey, Boomer! I learned in school today that 60% of our bodies are made of water. Good thing we have the Berkey system. It's the cleanest, best water ever. Mom says it's because the Berkey filtration system cleans out the bad stuff and leaves only pure, delicious water. I know, right? You love it, too. Yeah, I'm thirsty, too. Let's go get some. Get Berkey clean water by calling 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653. Or visit GoBerkey.com.
Hello, this is Hank Hill, and I'm telling you what, you need to listen to Alex Jones.
Yeah. Infowars.com. Yeah.
Live.
live from Austin, Texas.
I tell you, if you commies think you're getting my guns, you got another thing coming.
It's Alex Jones.
Old Cotton got his chin shot off.
Can't do it as good as Mike Judge.
Oh.
I get high on speed. Top fuel funny car, the drug for me. Also sing along with the music, very obnoxious. The new InfoWars calendar is in. There's only 5,000 of them, and every month has a coupon code of up to 25% off all items in the store. It's $9.95. That includes shipping. One of the coupons is worth getting it. Write down the coupon codes. Give it to friends and family. If they're hanging on the wall, they'll probably visit InfoWars.com. It'll inspire them with patriotic, anti-New World Order, pro-gun themes. It's exciting. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. Don't forget we have some of this new special supplement in called Ancient Defense, a limited run. I want your reviews of it. We believe it's the ultimate immune booster naturally, using all the known ancient herbs and things fused together. Ancient Defense, InfoWarsLife.com. We also are running 48% off of the Oxy Powder, Super Male or Female Vitality, and the Secret 12, 48% off on those when you get them as a combo. InfoWarsLife.com and the added bonus of supporting the transmission. We'll do 5 minutes of overdrive as customary to finish up with Kevin Booth. I'll be back Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Kevin, as usual, I go down rabbit trails. You weren't going to come on today, but since you were here to interview me, I drug you in here. What do you want to talk about?
Oh, I don't know. I mean, we could tie it into, like, the topic of the day, freedom of speech and Bill Hicks and how Bill Hicks really represented freedom of speech. And I think that the most interesting thing about what happened just with this new thing is how now we've got Bill Maher and Jon Stewart basically jumping in there. And it seems like this new little round has really invigorated the liberals to jump into this deal. To, like, the fight.
Well, yeah, Obama is now acting like he defends free speech when he attacked these cartoonists 2 years ago. Here's a headline. Four charged for taking photos of pig farm under Utah's new ag law written by Big Agra so you can't take photos of the nightmare factory farms. That's in Reason Magazine. Total bull, Kevin. That's un-American crap right there. And if that continues, we'll all be done.
Can I get one of those dog cameras?
Yeah, they're selling them now.
I can watch my dog sniffing other dogs.
That's very exciting. Well, just look at Hillary, and it looks like a dog's butt. No need to have a camera. Anyways, what else is on there? What else you got to say? Hillary does resemble a horse's ass. Doesn't she?
Yeah, a little bit, yeah. So she's getting a little older.
We cross her with the Feinstein. Looks like a dead donkey in the ditch. With a possum crawling out of its rear end?
Show's taking a new twist. I always come on here thinking I know what I'm going to talk about. Jeez. Oh, my God.
Mark Kornke used to describe Janet Reno when she was attorney general. Anybody who's worked on a farm has seen this. A cow dies or a horse dies in the night. Possums like to eat what's in their lower intestine. So a possum will crawl in. And when you catch it, he said, Janet Reno always looked like a possum with that look on his face when it comes out of an animal's rear end. So I was plagiarizing Mark Kornke there. But that's a sincere form of flattery.
Yeah, that's cool. That's cool that you know Mike Judd and those guys. Like I said, I'm working with Johnny Hardwick, who he was Dale.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, he is Dale.
No, Judge is great. He's got the stamina. I mean, he just can go out and listen to live music all night. I just can't do it anymore.
Yeah.
I just can't do it.
Did you watch that Silicon Valley?
Yeah, it was excellent.
Yeah, it was amazing.
I was shooting with the stars of that.
Yeah?
Who's the big redhead guy also in the new Transformers?
I don't know his name.
It was a lot of fun.
Yeah, those guys are great. It was an awesome show. Sure.
Yeah, it did really well. And he snuck in as much. You know, he said he's scared to put in more Liberty stuff. He's afraid of the IRS.
Yeah.
And that just shows this reign of terror we see. It's not about left and right. It's about, hey, I'm not a commie, and they come after you. We're going to come right back in 1 minute. Some stations leave us. God bless you all.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Every year we make resolutions to lose weight and get in shape. And the truth is, it's hard, even with diet and exercise, because of toxic food and our environment that is stressing our bodies more than ever before. Working with experts in nutrition and biochemistry, I found that super high-quality nutraceuticals, in addition to my diet and exercise, were the answers that synergistically worked. I can see the drastic changes every day with the amount of weight I've lost, my increased stamina, and more of a twinkle in my eye. That's why we are now so excited to launch the InfoWars Live Life Resolution Pack, combining three essential formulations: oxygen-based cleanser Oxy Powder, the Secret 12 bioavailable vitamin B12, and your choice of Super Female or Super Male Vitality. Now all available at a discounted price to you and your family to bring in the new year and make 2015 a true success. That's InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. 2015 is the year to do it, and it all starts at InfoWarsLife.com.
Waging war on corruption.